Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a problem and a question that people often ask. And this question is related to something mentioned in the Holy Quran. A lot of people who say that Islam is a violent religion, it's a religion that doesn't allow women any rights, and it's anti-feminine. A lot of people mention this as one of the things that they use to substantiate their claims. That verse is verse 34 of Surah Nisa, which is the fourth surah of the Holy Quran. In this verse, a part of this verse, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as for those wives whose misconduct you fear, first advise them, and if ineffective, keep away from them in the bed, and as the last resort, beat them. Then if they obey you, do not seek any course of action against them. Indeed, Allah is all exalted, all great. In response to this objection, we would like to say that, first of all, this verse is specifically related to the time where a woman prevents her husband from sexually enjoying her and from establishing physical contact and sexual relations with her, which Islam considers one of the rights of a husband in his marriage to this woman. So let's say that a wife prevents her husband from, enjoying sexual relations with her. The question we want to ask is, what should this husband do? According to this verse, Allah says that first of all, before we even get to the act of physically beating the wife or hitting the wife, Islam says in this verse of the Holy Quran says that first one should talk to the wife, converse with her, try to persuade her to stop doing what she's doing. Following this, Islam says that you should disconnect from the wife. It asks the husband to disconnect from the wife emotionally. By way of example, he shouldn't allow her to sleep in his bed, shouldn't show her the affection that he was showing her before, to perhaps persuade her to stop what she's doing. In here, if the wife still continues her misconduct, what does Islam say? Or what should the husband do? Should he continue, suppressing his rights, suppressing his physical needs? This could, be problematic. It could even be problematic for the wife herself, the woman herself. So this is clearly not a suitable solution to the problem. Should he refer to, other people, like let's say go take her to court and talk about this in court? Well, that's also not good. He's like, as they say, he's airing out his dirty laundry, in front of everybody. Well, that's not good as well. So Islam says that in this situation, a husband should take a more firm stance in front of this woman.
Right.
So, and it allows her to hit the wife physically. But the question we want to ask today is this. To what extent is he allowed to hit the wife? Islam, the Quran, it mentions general rules. But the explanation of these rules are given, in the hadiths and in the traditions of our infallibles, the Prophet and the Imams. So in a beautiful tradition, which has been narrated by Allama Majlisi in Biharul Anwar, volume 104, page 56, it's been related from the book Fiqh al-Rizā, alayhi salam, that Imam Rizā, alayhi salam, said, وَالزَّرْبُ بِالسِّوَاكْ وَشِبْهِهِ زَرْبًا رَفِيقًا. The Imam said that this person should hit his wife with a siwak. A siwak is a small piece of wood, and even bigger than a toothbrush, for example. And also the Imam adds that the act of hitting should be very, very lenient, and it shouldn't be very powerful. It shouldn't cause any kind of physical harm to the wife, right? So here we clearly see that Islam has has not allowed the person, the husband, to go to extremes and allowed him to beat the wife physically to the extent where, you know, it causes her physical harm. And that too is the moment that the wife starts misbehaving. Right? This is a misconception that, you know, is unfounded. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether Islam allows a husband to beat his wife or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.